Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gospel is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Thus far the reading. Hello and greetings, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. It is good to be here worshiping with you all on this Thanksgiving Eve. Though, it's different from my previous churches because we had a Thanksgiving Day service, and I could always tell that the congregation, as devoted as they were showing up on Thanksgiving, were their thoughts were elsewhere. They were thinking about the game, they were thinking about the turkey, they were thinking about the mashed potatoes, they were thinking about their family. And you know what? I was too. It's hard to beat, you know, the thought of, it's like a cartoon, you know, that the smell of Thanksgiving turkey, you can see it in the air and it kind of lifts you off your feet and you're just kind of floating towards the turkey. But in my previous congregations, I was a bit lonely. I was the only family member I had for, well, hundreds of miles, but I was invited to many Thanksgiving dinners. And I could see everyone had a different take on Thanksgiving, different traditions, and I'm sure you all have a few. Ours, like, kid you not, you can have everything, but if it doesn't have cranberry sauce out of the can and it's shaped like the can, is it really Thanksgiving? I got an amen. What are some other traditions that some of you might have? Oh, come on, don't be shy. Raise your hands and say if you have a...
Dressing, not stuffing.
Dressing, not stuffing.
Pierogies.
Pierogies, all right.
Homemade mashed potatoes.
And I'm sure we could go on and on and on. Though, there was a striking Thanksgiving tradition when I was but 16 that I was a part of. I was going over to my girlfriend's house for Thanksgiving. But it wasn't a tradition of food, but rather, after, as the meal had concluded, we were to go around the table and say what we were thankful for. I was a little bit embarrassed. I'm like, this needs to be a tradition. My family does. And the patriarch of the house, my girlfriend's father, says, well, Colin, how about you go first? Well, okay. Well, I would like to thank God for all that he's done in my life. I'm thankful for my faith, for my beautiful girlfriend, for the bounty of food, for living in America. And I went on for quite a bit some time because I had many things to be thankful for. Thinking I had done enough, I smiled, looked at him, and said, all right, I think you're next. And he said something that my brain could not comprehend. He said, oh, well, we don't believe in God in this house, but I'm thankful for this. Such an alien thought. I don't believe in God, but I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful for my country. I didn't say it because I thought it was a little awkward, but who are you thanking? To whom are you offering thanks? Or are you just patting yourself on the back? Oh, I thank my lucky stars that things seem to be working out for me. To whom do you give thanks? There's usually, when you're thanking someone, there's someone on the other side of that relationship. And usually it could be between another. I might say, thank you to the people of Mount Olive for calling me to be your associate pastor. But especially during Thanksgiving, there's this idea of you're thanking the Lord. You're thanking God for all the things that he has given you in his life. And for it to just be some empty, open, ambiguous, non-descriptive, I'm thankful. With no one on the other side, it just seems a little sad. And it is. It's not only sad in the objectiveness of there's no one to give thanks, but it also meant I was surrounded by people who had actively rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, it is the leading reason why me and my girlfriend at the time broke up. I came and said, hey, I want to talk to you more about Jesus. I want to invite you to church. I want you to get to know Christ. I want you to know that you are saved. I also want you to know when we get together on Thanksgiving who you're thanking. She said, no, Colin, you're free to believe in your God, but that's really not something I'm at all interested in. It broke my heart. Partially because I just lost my girlfriend. But it also broke my heart because it was alien to me that someone could reject Christ. That you would reject God, that you could walk away. And yet people walk away from the Lord all the time. They walk away from all the gifts that he gives them in their life. None, first and foremost of which is salvation, which is given to us by his Son, Jesus Christ. And even in our story, only one small Samaritan man, don't know why I said small, he might have been tall, text doesn't say. One Samaritan man out of 10 comes and thanks the Lord. And I'm not here to this to be a text on, hey, we need to give thanks more. See, it's not about that. But it is to whom this man, this Samaritan, is giving thanks, that he falls at the feet of. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him. Friends, never forget to whom you give thanks. You give thanks to the Lord your God, who has come to take away the sins of the entire world and has blessed you most generously in all things. Be thankful that your name is written in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen.